This is Sambo Slim. You are listening to the Sambo Slim podcast, and I am back.
Oh dear, what the fuck have we here? These motherfuckers all throwing no rolls. You guys with a bad dream, better not sleep. Take a nose, oh, do some blow. Oh shit, what the hell have we done? It's alive and it's hungry as fuck. Better hide all the sacks at the door, but it's out of my control. You were shit out of luck. I don't wanna be unfair, but the pair we got beat that weak shit you got. Good spot with that new vibe. Who's right? Broke the squad without new ones. I don't wanna sound unkind, but the sounds I make are the sounds of the hounds that are howling. Under your bed, I'm here growling. Same time under the blanket, you're cowering.
Cowering like cowards, cowering on concrete showers in Rikers Island. Victims, we the wolves is wildin'. We all smiling at sights of violence. Acting brave and courageous ain't advantageous for health and safety. So when we say run, the Jews just run them, baby. Please don't delay me. And that goes for a guy, lady. The fam, goddamn, we fucking crazy. I pull this pistol, put it on your poodle or your fucking baby. She clutched the pearl, said what the world, and I won't give a shit. I put the pistol on that poodle and I shot that. Run the Jews, Jews, Jews.
What's up, everybody? We are back in studio after a long
hiatus.
Hiatus would be the word for it. I don't even know what to say. I forgot how to podcast. I forgot how to talk. But we're gonna try. I'd like to say, well, we're back because I want to be back. But all of you encouraged me to come back maybe sooner than I might have, because I just ran out of shit, really. That I just couldn't, my brain wasn't working or something. I couldn't think of shit to talk about. So I just took a break and I kept thinking, well, next week I'll have something to talk about. And then I didn't. And then each week passed by and I couldn't think of anything to talk about. But you out there, all you people, all you beautiful people who I love very much, some of you. You know, you send me messages and stuff, and you let me know that you can't wait to hear the next one. When's it coming out?
Pretty much bribed you.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, people mailed me gifts and stuff, and I was like, wow, they're sending me this because they like hearing me talk, you know? And I haven't been talking, so I'm letting them down, yeah. I think, because, you know, I think I'm self-conscious, and I think people don't want to hear me and don't want to hear what I have to say, but you do. So, I'm back. Before I forget, I want to give at JC Jace a big shout out because she sent me artwork, a portrait of me from the first logo that I ever had for Slim podcast, yeah. And it's awesome. And also, I'm a big Spurs fan, and she did one of Tim Duncan.
Yeah, cool.
She's at JC Jace on Twitter. She might be private, so I don't know if you follow her. Maybe she won't even. I don't know how it works. I've never had a private account. Maybe she's not private. I overthink everything.
You also got gummy bears from Germany.
Oh, yeah. And then I did get gummy bears from Germany from
Ellie, or
I can't remember. I mean, I know exactly who she is, but I can't remember her Twitter name. Yeah. So anyway, aside from stuff people mail me, which I don't know if the gummy bears have to do with the podcast. I think
of course they do.
No, they don't. That's just because I was probably tweeting that I like gummy bears or something.
Were you whiny or something? Maybe she felt sorry for you.
Yeah, maybe she wanted to shut me up because I went on some long, stupid rant about something that was really irrelevant.
It's usually
pretty much what this podcast is, but on Twitter. So I don't know. But I think she has shouted out my podcast and stuff, and she likes it. Mm. So I'd like to think that's why, but it probably isn't. You know, but yeah, a lot of you, well, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for wanting to listen to me.
Thank you for bringing him out of his cave, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you. No, you know, I don't thank you for that because I like being in my cave. I like my world to be this small. This small. And then when I do my podcast, it opens up it opens up more than I'm comfortable with. But, hey, it is what it is. I hate when people say that. I don't even know what that means. See, I forgot how to podcast. What are we doing? Do you want to just close it out? I can play the outro music and we can go.
Yeah, let's close it out.
All right. Well, that's the show, everybody. This is episode, I don't know.
Your banner?
Oh, yeah. Use my Amazon banner, please. It was really hot. But, you know.
Your website's up, so that's good.
Oh, of course the website's up. It's thesamboslimpodcast.com. Next time you want to buy something on Amazon, go to my website, thesamboslimpodcast.com. Scroll to the bottom. You'll see a little Amazon banner at the bottom. Click on it. It'll take you to Amazon's homepage. Order whatever you were going to order. And Amazon, they're not charging you more. You're paying the same for whatever item that you were going to buy in the first place. Just Amazon pays me out of their money, not yours, a little percentage. It's an easy and effective way to show me that you care. Or to thank me.
A little support.
Yeah. So there's that. I've got, another cool thing that happened while I haven't been doing podcasts is people have actually, I don't know how, but have been coming and contacting me to ask if they could be on the show, interviews and stuff like that. So I've got some interesting interviews. I've also been reaching out to people. So I have I got a professional boxer coming on this mm-hmm. month. So you'll be hearing, it's a female professional boxer, an outstanding boxer.
From the West Coast.
From California. She's like beat up over 100 people, including her amateur and pro career, which, I mean, most dudes haven't done that. So mm-hmm. we'll talk to her. Tomorrow evening, I will be interviewing remember last year we had Scary Shit Month?
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Yeah, so this is still Scary Shit Month. Now, I haven't been soliciting for scary stories from you people.
But we'll take them.
We'll take them if you want to send them in. SamboSlimPodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And we'll read them on here. If you want to send me an MP3 audio of you just telling a scary story, I'll play your voice on here if you're not a chicken shit.
Yep.
But I'm interviewing a paranormal investigator tomorrow. So I'll be putting that show out for the month of October as well. Yeah. If you don't remember, the last show I did was with Jim Harold. Mm-hmm. So if you like scary stuff, he's a paranormal expert. He has the number one paranormal podcast, over 10 million downloads.
Is he local?
He's a best-selling... No, he's from Ohio. Okay. He has a number one, two of the top Kindle books, and he has a third one coming out. So he'll be back on the show probably this month. But you can also go to my website. That's the last podcast I did. And you can listen to that one, and that'll get you in the Halloween spirit.
Yep.
If you're not already in the Halloween spirit, I'm in the Halloween spirit.
Me too.
Where are you going to be for Halloween, Mel?
I don't know. Maybe a rerun. Maverick.
What? Oh, from Top Gun?
Yeah, from Top Gun.
I don't know what I'm going to be. I thought I was going to be Pee-wee Herman for Halloween.
What happened?
I changed my mind. I don't want to be Pee-wee Herman anymore.
Why?
Because I noticed, I was Maverick one year
for Halloween.
And it was a cool costume. Yeah, I'm good looking, man. I can pull Maverick off.
Yeah, of course you can.
I can pull Maverick off. The problem is, you know, you said we went to a Halloween party and I'm Maverick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody sees me as Maverick. I got the aviator shades on and the flight suit right. on. And, look, that should be enough, all right? I'm effectively pulling off Maverick from Top Gun, mm-hmm. right? People taking pictures with me and stuff. And the problem is people want more. They want more from me and I can't deliver. You know, like, they're like, sing, you got that loving feeling. And like one person yells it and then everybody's like, everybody starts like wanting me to do I Got That Loving Feeling, whatever that song is. Yeah. And I'm not going to do that. I
so
can't.
They're going to ask you to laugh like Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, they're going to, yeah. And the thing is, yeah, they're going to, this is exactly what will happen. I'll show up. I'll be wearing my Pee Wee Herman. I can pull off Pee Wee Herman too.
Yeah.
I can pull off Pee Wee Herman. I have almost the same hairstyle. I just have to spike it up a little on the front. I look kind of like him. I like riding bikes, right?
Yeah.
I can pull off an effective Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
I could probably show up to parties dressed like Pee Wee Herman and charge people and be believable. The problem is, I guarantee you that when I show up to a Halloween party dressed like Pee Wee Herman, that's not going to be enough. They're going to want to hear me do the Pee Wee Herman laugh. They're going to want it. They're going to want it. They're going to want to put on the tequila. They're going to want to put on tequila and want me to dance. And I can't deliver. And then, you know, you go there, you're feeling good, you're wearing a costume, and then you let down a whole party full of people because you can't deliver on what they're asking you to do. And then, like, I'm just depressed the whole party. So you I let like, everybody down.
You feel like the asshole.
Yeah. I don't want to go to a Halloween party. I look, basically, I'd be buying a costume to basically feel like an asshole at the end of the night.
Nobody's going to ask you to do
tequila. I'm 110% sure. I guarantee you that if I go dressed as Pee Wee Herman, that will happen. Oh. Tequila will come on, and everybody will start chanting tequila, and everybody will put a circle around me, and I'm just going to be standing there.
You want to go home?
All sheepish looking down. And then I'm going to want to go home. That's what happened when I was dressed as Maverick, man. Lame. When I was dressed as Maverick, they fucking surround me. Like somebody, the DJ put on Highway to the Danger Zone. And then everybody like opened the... I don't know what you want me to do. Like put up my hands like I'm flying or something.
Or maybe they wanted you to strip.
I just sat down. There was a sofa there. I was standing, and I happened to be standing at the time. And then they put on Highway to Danger Zone. Everybody's all, Maverick! And then they circle me. I don't know what you're expecting me to do. And I'm, like, looking around my fucking... with my aviator shades on and my Maverick costume. And then my whole demeanor changes because now I'm nervous. And what am I supposed to do? So I just sit down. And then everybody looks all sad. And then I wanted to go home.
Disappointing.
Yeah, and then I wanted to go home. And then after that, like, nobody's into me anymore because, like, you're not fucking Maverick, man.
Boring.
You didn't do the Running Man or the fucking, I don't know, the Cabbage Patch when Highway to the Danger Zone came on.
I don't know.
Like, did they want me to run around and start high-fiving everybody? What do you want to happen?
Jet? I don't know.
What do you want to happen when, like, it should be enough that I have the costume on. And it's not. I'm not going to walk around acting like Pee Wee Herman. I'm just going to wear Pee Wee Herman. Like, look, I'll be insecure Pee Wee Herman. That not good enough? Insecure Pee Wee Herman, that's a character.
I guess.
Because I'm not doing the tequila dance. I'm not doing that.
Is that why you don't ever dress up for work either?
I don't wear costumes to work, even if I have a costume.
You've never dressed up since I've met you.
That's a whole different reason, though. At work, that's not going to happen. Like, they're not going to put on Highway to the Danger Zone or play tequila or anything like that at work.
Well, see, then it's safe.
It sounds safe until you consider the fact that what if I'm wearing a costume and I get in trouble at work?
Oh, God.
Right? Because that's when it'll happen. This is why I don't wear costumes at work. Because, like, let's say I'm dressed as Batman, right? I show up to work dressed like Batman.
That's a cool costume.
That's a cool costume, and that might be something I might do because there's nothing you can really ask me to do at a party as Batman. Like, I just stand there, right? That's low pressure.
That'd be best dress.
I don't mind taking pictures with people, mm-hmm. You know, but I don't want to do anything. You know, I don't want... And with Batman, what can you do? Like, I'll stand like I'm fighting, like in a karate stance. But at work, like, my worst fear is showing up as Batman or I don't know, like one time they wanted me to dress as Captain. They requested that I be, I could probably pull off a Captain Jack Sparrow too, which is they wanted me to dress as Captain Jack Sparrow. Mm-hmm. But I said no. And this is what happened. Somebody walks up to me. You know, they're at work. There are those people that organize everything. Yeah, they organize everything. Uh-huh. And it's always girls. And then so the head of the committee walks up to me. And they walk up to me like I should be honored. Like I'm just going to say yes.
Yeah.
And I think most normal people probably would say yes.
Yeah.
But she walks up to me and she goes, Sam, with a big smile on her face. And I'm like, yeah, I'm already on the defense because you're about to ask me to do something. And I don't want to do anything I don't get paid to do. You know, I'm that guy at work. Like, mm-hmm. That's not part of my responsibility. I'm not the above and beyond guy. Nope. And anyway, so she goes, so we came up with a theme for work, and we want you to be the main character. And, I already don't like this. You know,
started squinting your eyes.
Probably normal people would like perk up and be like, oh, really? What is that? What do you want me to be? Not, I was like, what? What? The what? The main character? Oh, and then I said, who's that? And she goes, well, we want to do Pirates of the Caribbean, and we think you would make an excellent Captain Jack Sparrow. And I said, well, I'm not doing that. and the look on her face.
Did you
she's
think
like,
about it? You just told her no?
I threw her. Like, she had no, she, that's not the, that is not the response she expected. That was, she, it never, I could tell by her face and everything. So now, again, I feel like an asshole. She had no idea, like, that hadn't crossed her mind that I wouldn't want to be Jack Sparrow and I wouldn't want to be the center of attention there, right? So she's like, what? You don't want to be, I said, no, I don't want to be Captain Jack Sparrow. I really don't want to be anything. And she goes, you're not going to dress up for Halloween? I said, no, not at work. And she's like, well, we thought that you would make a really good Captain Jack Sparrow and that you'd be happy to be Captain Jack Sparrow because you'd be the star. Like, we'd just be the pirates and you'd be the Captain Jack Sparrow. And I said, but what happens if that's the day that they call me in to human resources and decide to fire me? So what happens then?
That's a because, big walk of shame.
Because now I'm, yeah, now I'm like really regretting wearing this Pirates of the Caribbean, wearing a dress as Captain Jack Sparrow. I've got a braided beard on and
a
headband and black makeup on my face.
Your pirate
and the
boots.
Baggy shirt. Yeah, and I'm having to sit in front of my a human
interview.
Resource manager. Yeah, doing my exit interview. And I got to walk back into the department, pack
gather
my
your
stuff.
Things.
Yeah, gather my stuff, put it in a little box, and walk out dressed as Captain Jack Sparrow. And not the kid. That is not going to happen to me. I won't let it.
Oh, my God. Just because of that fear?
Yeah, that's enough reason for me to not dress up in a costume in Halloween.
Oh, I never thought
I do
that.
Not want to be fired in a costume. I just don't. So I'm not dressing up for work because I don't want to. That's the day I'll get, with my luck, that's the day they fire me when I'm wearing a costume. Yeah. And
I mean, it's better than if you get fired, but fired in a costume, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought that it was safe to wear a costume outside of work when I dressed as Maverick, but they expect more out of me for that, too. So Pee Wee Herman's cool. I'd love to be Pee Wee Herman for Halloween.
You were excited about it.
I was excited about it, and then I thought, but wait a minute. I'm going to a Halloween party.
I thought I could be Dottie.
And at this Halloween party, they're going to play tequila, and they're going to expect me to do that dance, and I won't do it. And I'm going to let I'm just going to disappoint everyone. It can only end badly.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't even a topic. You wanted to know. You asked me a question and I answered it. So I'm not going to be Pee Wee Herman anymore.
Well, I was looking forward to being Dottie. Guess we'll have to rethink.
You had to find a new costume. You don't want to be anything like that. You don't want to be in a theme costume, anyways. Just like too much can happen, and then it makes it that much more embarrassing that you're matching costumes with somebody. Like, you would, like, say, like, you're a couple and you wear, like, matching shirts. And then what if you get mugged?
So what?
It makes it even that much more humiliating. You got, like,
Too much.
No, I think I'm right. I think most people don't think enough. You have to think about these things. You really do.
I don't ever think about being mugged.
Well, it can happen, and it might not happen now, but it'll happen when you're wearing matching shirts with somebody. That you'll get mugged. Or something will happen where you're the center of attention. You're standing there like a doofus in matching shirts. So, topics? What do we have?
Well, I have a few that I picked up.
You have stories?
I don't know if they're stories, but...
You have some news updates for us.
Kind of, yeah, weird news.
Weird news?
Kind of weird.
Well, give them to us.
I have a few. The first one I have, two Louisiana high school teachers arrested over threesome with student.
They're going to jail?
I hope so.
And
the legal age of consent in Louisiana is 17. That's a little bit younger than it is here, right? So this story was in Louisiana.
It's 17 here, too. People don't know that. In Texas, the legal age of consent is also 17.
Oh.
Don't ask me how I know. No, I'm kidding. But there's a reason why I know that, but it's not the reason you think. But it is 17.
So both teachers are from Louisiana. They're graduates of Louisiana College. And so they're accused of having a threesome with this student.
How old was the student?
He was 17. No, he was 16 at the time.
Okay, so he's a year younger than
17. But he went to the teacher's apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and the other teacher was also there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who told on who, but... I mean, I guess maybe his parents found out?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, the teachers wouldn't tell on themselves unless it's an angry girlfriend or something.
So according to the judicial system or the law... that kid's a victim.
Right.
For having a threesome.
Right.
Poor kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had to have a threesome with two. Does it have a picture?
They're young teachers. One's 34 and the other's 24. Is there a picture? Teachers. Yeah, they're both blondes.
Let me see. Oh, this already sounds horrible. He had a threesome with two blondes. Yeah. A 16-year-old had a threesome with two blondes.
With a 24-year-old and a 24-year-old and a 34.
Oh, my God.
I mean, 32.
Oh, poor kid. Oh, God, my heart goes out to the family. Let me see the picture of these two. Let me see. I need to... Oh, my... Oh, poor kid. I hope they throw the book at those two ladies. I mean, how could they do that to a poor 16-year-old sex-crazed, raging hormones... 16-year-old boy. How could two hot blonde teachers victimize a 16-year-old boy like that? That's horrible.
The police report says a student began having sex with both teachers simultaneously until the early morning hours.
Oh, my God. This sounds bad. I can't imagine what that poor kid's going through right now.
Oh, he was bragging to the other students.
Yeah, so but he was bragging, but that's kind of just a victim. What is it called when victims kind of accept it? The acceptance. Yeah. Like when, let's say somebody gets kidnapped, and at first they're going to resist, but eventually they're going to accept that they were kidnapped, and it's going to seem kind of like they like it. Oh. I bet that's what happened to that boy, because I'll be honest, when I was 16, I would have never wanted to have a threesome with two...
Blondes.
Attractive blonde women.
Too young, yeah.
No, oh my God. I still have nightmares about that. Like, to this day, I still have nightmares about threesomes with hot blonde girls.
And one of them is married with three children.
Well, that...
He shouldn't have been bragging.
Okay, no. Hey, you know what? But it was a threesome, yeah. So...
That overrides everything.
Yeah, because in a threesome, like, two... Even if you have a threesome with two fives, that's a 10.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
But, again, poor kid. Again,
I mean, he has to be traumatized.
I need all our prayer warriors out there to send some prayers to this poor 16-year-old boy and his family, because this is tragic for him. He is going to have problems mentally, growing emotionally. I just can't imagine how I would deal with at 16 years old, being forced to have a threesome with two hot, blonde 20-somethings. That's horrible. Oh, my God. I can't imagine anything worse happening to me when I was 16.
It's horrible.
A threesome. Oh, my God. Oh, geez. Do me a favor. Can you screen print the picture of those two blondes and just text it to me just so I can research this later?
Right, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. So what else you got?
This next article, daycare staff charged with running toddler fight club. Three daycare workers in Delaware have been caught teaching toddlers to fight each other for their own entertainment. The Dover Police Department said they came across a cell phone video showing the daycare workers forcing 3-year-old children to fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
The police said the video was extremely disturbing. They could hear a child crying and screaming, "He's pinching me," before a daycare worker yelled, "No pinching, only punching."
That's a good rule.
That's horrible. I mean, it's not funny, but that's horrible. Clearly, one of the children is crying, does not want to continue, and he is pushed back into the fray by one of the adults.
Okay. So they got him out of there when he tapped out. It's like a real fight.
The police have not released the video to the public.
Toddler Fight Club. Now, the first rule, this is how they got caught, because the first rule of Toddler Fight Club is never talk about Toddler Fight Club. The second rule in Toddler Fight Club is never talk about Toddler Fight Club.
Well,
the third rule in Toddler Fight Club is never talk about Toddler Fight Club. Well, that is kind of fucked up, Toddler Fight Club. But, and, you know, when a kid's crying, that's pretty sad. But, and he's being pinched. But,
I mean, that would have been great for you back in the day. But
yeah, see, that's what I'm looking at it from my perspective. Like, I fought anyways, so I kind of would have liked being in a Toddler Fight Club when I was little. I'd have been training at 3 years old. And you know, my parents would have been all for it.
Didn't your mom call you Satan?
Yeah, my mom called me Satan. If I went home, like, when I was little, my daycare sent me home with a permission slip asking if I could participate in a Toddler Fight Club, my parents would have signed it.
Yeah.
And my dad would.
She would ask, is this year round?
Yeah, can we just, yeah, if this is only a season at your daycare, is there another daycare we could move him to after that and put him in a Toddler
Continuous,
Fight Club?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, my brother posted a throwback Thursday of me at about, I don't know.
But they look like you were 3 years.
Oh, and I just look pissed off, right? Yeah, so, okay, it's fucked up if you're making kids fight that don't want to fight. They really can't hurt each other. I'm not justifying it. Those people should fucking...
Yes, be charged.
They
didn't
have permission, okay? But if you did it legally and you had permission, you know... I mean, why not? I mean, you have permission. So now you get the kids that actually want to fight and you send permission slips home with them. And if the parents say yes, you get some rules and regulations, say, like a boxing match. There are little kids like that in karate. What's fucked up here is they were doing it without permission and possibly making kids fight who didn't want to fight.
Right, yeah.
You know? Like, if that was me when I was a kid and you pinched me, I wouldn't cry and say, you know, I'd be like, oh, we're allowing pinching now? And I'd start pinching him and we'd go at it. And I'd want to be the best kid fight. What do they call it?
Toddler Fight Club.
I'd want to be the best toddler club fighter I could be because that's my mentality. Anything I do, I go all out. I become it and I give it 110% and I go all out. So there's no reason to do this under the table. There are plenty of people that kids out there that want to become boxers that want to participate in things like this. And their parents would let them. My parents would let me. And you know, my mom would probably be giving my opponent tips because she would want
me. She wants to see your ass beat.
She would want that kid to do to me what she can't legally do to me because she would get arrested for it. Oh, my mom hated me when I was little. She reminds me of it every day. Not every day, but whenever
the majority of the
time. She's like, oh, my God, mijo, if we could do it all over again. You know, I love you now, but if we could do it all over again. You were like, she says.
You almost
Satan.
Drank her to death, I think.
I almost, a lot of things her to death growing up. So for some people, Toddler Fight Club could work, but you can't fucking force innocent little kids who don't even want to fight to fight.
Yeah.
Especially without their parents' permission. I mean, that's just fucked up. Now, again, I mean, there are 3-year-olds in karate right now. There are 3-year-olds in boxing right now. And I'll tell you this, they can't hurt each other. Like, a 3-year-old can, like, I mean, they're uncoordinated and their bones are still cartilage.
No, but I'd be pissed off if I picked up my kid from daycare and there's scratches on him or a little pinch bruises on him.
Okay, we see everyone's different. If I had a kid and somebody came up to me like, did you know your kid was in a toddler fight club? I would, tell me that.
Did you know your kid was in a fight club?
Did he win? Well, did he? What are you laughing at? Did he win? Did you see him fight? Did he win?
Nobody hurt my kid.
Oh, for real? Oh, man. That's a, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. And then I'd find my kid and I'd say, he kicked his ass, and I'd shake his hand. Congrats. I'm proud of you, son. So, toddler fight club and a poor kid who was victimized, a poor 16-year-old
boy.
Poor
16-year-old who was
victimized
by threesome.
By two hot blondes.
Right.
They forced themselves on him and made him have a threesome.
Yep, at their house.
I mean, this
that
is...
That he drove himself to.
Again, that's just disgusting.
Horrible.
Yeah, I'd hate for that to happen to me.
I know.
So is that all your news you have?
That's all my news.
Well, thank you for coming to the show prepared.
Oh, you're welcome.
For once. You know, usually you or Ramrod's on, and I'm like, so what do y'all have? And y'all are just sitting, crickets.
Oh, you're lucky I'm in tune.
You brought something today, so yeah. Proud of you.
Thanks.
You're almost ready for the Melbo Slim podcast.
Now I can go to my Thursday night football.
I had one more thing before we close out that I wanted to talk about, something near and dear to my heart.
What?
I've been noticing on social networking that, you know, different, I guess pets are real huge on social networking, right?
Cats, cute pictures.
Cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now they've taken it a step further. They're like making dogs out to be heroes.
Some are.
For likes.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, you're saying some dogs are heroes?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Like how?
Like there's one video where a dog is protecting a little toddler.
Mm-hmm.
I think a pit bull comes up to him and then he. Oh no, that was a cat, wasn't it?
Protecting
the cat scared off the pit bull from the toddler.
He did?
Yeah.
And he's a hero?
Yeah.
Okay. And I've seen other ones like where a dog was shot for jumping in the way of a bullet so his owner wouldn't get hit. You know, he saved his life. He's a hero.
Uh-huh.
I'd just like to point something out to all you people because I don't like feeling inferior to animals.
Of course not.
Okay. Look, what they did was heroic. But they're not brave, okay? It's two different things. He's a hero by default because he did something. Like, even the cat, he saved the kid's life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to look at it this way, all right? Because there are these animal lovers out there that want to place animals above human beings, okay? You're wrong, and let me tell you why. All right, that cat that jumped in the way of the pit bull from mutilating that kid... The reason that cat did that and the reason this dog jumps in the way of a bullet is because they have no concept of death. They don't know they can die in the act that, you know, and that dog doesn't know that when he jumps in the way of that bullet,
that's going to be his
that
last
it can
breath.
Kill him. Okay, trust me. If that dog had, you see, they're not as smart. They're idiots, basically. They're not, you know, I know that if I jump in front of a bullet, I'm probably going to get killed. So I might not jump in front of a bullet. It depends on who it's for. All right?
The last thing you do.
Yeah. And especially if I'm a dog and I have like, let's say I was a dog and I did have the wherewithal to know that doing this act might die. You know, my owner might have to go fuck himself because I can just go sit on someone else's porch and they can feed me. All right. That's why they're doing it, people. They're not I'm going to give you that. They're heroes. They're not brave. They don't have a concept. They don't know what danger is. They don't know they can get killed. They're just doing it because you're the person that gives them snacks. That's all.
Why do you always have to rain on my parade?
Well, it's true, man. Look, dogs don't give a shit about us. They give a shit about the treats you're giving them. They're idiots. Like, let's look at that dog. That there's one going around right now on the internet where this dog, he's so honorable because he sits at, his owner died.
Mm-hmm.
I think in combat, that's another way they try to get you to like their pictures is they say it has to do with a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Some soldier, this can be a whole other podcast, but I'm not going to honor all soldiers, but I was a soldier, which shows you a lot right there, but not all soldiers are honorable and stoic. A lot of them are just assholes. Okay. So I don't support all troops. I support the ones that are not assholes. So let's move on. That dog who's sitting at the grave.
Yeah.
He's not loyal. That's not heroic or honorable.
What is he doing?
He doesn't know the dude's dead. Like, he knows he's under there, and he's waiting for the dude to come back up from whatever he's doing and give him a treat. That's all he
wants.
That's
what you think it is?
That's exactly what it is. He's just waiting for a treat. He'll forget all about that grave. If I drive up to that grave site and I have a steak in my hand, he'll forget all about his owner. Oh, the dog will look at me and go, oh, you have steak? He'll forget that guy ever existed. I'll feed him the steak. I'll show him. And then, once he knows that, he'll follow me into my car. We'll drive home.
New owner.
Who the fuck was that guy? You won't even remember. I can give him a steak. I can drive him back to my house, feed him, and now he knows I'm his owner and he gets food from me. I can drive him back to that gravesite and he's not even gonna want to get out of the car. He's gonna be like, fuck you, I'm not going over there. That guy didn't feed me steak for like 2 weeks. I was sitting at that gravesite. So that's all I'm saying. Just be realistic about it.
Fine.
And I know a lot. I know I just turned a lot of you off and you hate. I have a dog too. I'm going to admit, my dog's an idiot. My dog's an idiot. Like, one time I was walking my I have a little, I've talked about her before. I have a little scrawny Italian greyhound. She probably weighs like 7 pounds. She's probably like, what, a foot and a half tall?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I could tell you she's a hero too, because one time I was walking her, and we live kind of in the ghetto, so there's a lot of stray pit bulls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking my dog, and from out of nowhere, this whole pack of stray pit bulls just starts charging us, right? And I try to run. I mean, what are you going to do, right? Mm-hmm. So I try to run, but my dog, who's not even 10% of the weight of one of these dogs, like, turns around. So I try to run and I feel resistance and I don't want to drag her. So I look back and she turns around and faces these dogs, like, with her chest out, like she's bigger than all of them, and just charges at them. Like, she tried to take on all those pit bulls, right?
Did you have her on a leash?
Yeah, I did, but she got off. She got away.
Mm-hmm.
And she just starts darting at them, and they freaked out because, I mean, she looks kind of like a weasel. Yeah. So I'm sure they don't know what she is. And then so now I'm like, I can't let Dizzy go out like that. So I start running with her. Like, I charge toward the pack with her, and they freak out and they run. And we end up chasing them. Right?
Y'all are both idiots.
Exactly.
Did you feel that
exactly
way?
Dizzy, that's my dog's name, is not a hero. Okay? She's an idiot.
She just dragged you into
She's
a
an
fight you didn't
idiot.
Want to be.
She could have gotten us both killed. She's a moron. Okay, we should have just ran. We weren't that far from home. Yeah. We could have run. We could have climbed on top of a car. I mean, I can just scoop her up and run with her like a football, and we're gone, and we're out of there. But no, Dizzy's not a hero, not brave. She stupidly put herself even more in harm's way by charging into these dogs. And I had to run in there with her. I'm probably as stupid as a dog, too, because I went with her.
Right.
And we charged them. But I didn't want to watch her get mauled, so I fucking...
You went right at
yeah,
her.
I went at him. We were both going to die.
Oh, man.
Morons.
Yep.
My intelligence level not that much higher than Dizzy's. And she's a moron. I love her to death. I love her with all my heart. She's like a daughter to me. Idiot.
Poor Dizzy.
I'll never forgive her for that. I bring it up to her all the time. She doesn't even know what I'm saying. She just looks at me. I mean, you just look into your dog's eyes, man. It's like looking in the eyes of a shark. It's just emotionless. If you weren't giving them snacks, they wouldn't give a shit about you.
True.
Well, I think we've annoyed everybody enough. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for hanging in there. We'll cut this one short here. Amazon banner. Be on the lookout for interviews I'll be doing soon and more podcasts coming more frequently. I promise. We are out. If she caught me, then that bitch, I'd be pissed off. Real nigga shit. Bergie be mobbing all day. Probably with Marty RJ. Then my niggas from back in the day. Tarzan ain't showing his face. He probably the one with the cake. Front the knee letting it spray. Two shots to a bomber clad man. Shot my ranks, let it go in your brain. Front then he coming your way. Better send me dump, dump, then he coming your way. Duck when the bad man come. My youth don't run with me. Coop full of bad hoes. They all wanna come with me. You got a coop with a sad hoe. Cause she wanna come with me. Shabba, shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm shabba ranks. Four gold chains like I'm shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm shabba ranks. Two bad bitches like I'm shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm shabba ranks. Skinny nigga but my dick long. Stink puss me my dick soft. Probably bumping R. Kelly sipping Cristal. So you know the whole world getting pissed off. I don't really give a fuck if you pissed off. I just bought a Mega Lemon from the thrift store. Traded for my gold chain and my pistol. Shoot a rocket, make a motherfucker lift off. Flocko be mobbing all day. When niggas that shopping they gay. They chopping them choppers to handle my problems. Cause niggas be plotting these days. But that Rory kinda fast though. She told me pump my brakes. You stuck with a fat hoe. And she wanna stuff her face. To all of my Dominican girls, them. All of my Caribbean girls, them. All my West Indian girls, them. I done fucked a million girls, them. With a little ting-a-ling-a-ling. School bell a ring. Hit her with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Maybe run a train. Tell her that my niggas wanna bang. In a little brain. And she wanna hang with the gang. With a nigga name. Shabba. Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings. Like I'm shabba ranks.